Welcome back to Public Address Radio. If you didn't actually go to the big day out, you could hardly have missed it in the news. Well, we were there too. We sent Nigel McCulloch, with a sensible hat and sunblock of course, to talk to the punters and the people for whom it was a work day.
It is an incredibly sunny day here in Auckland at Mount Smart Stadium, where there are 40,000 people, a sellout crowd, here to enjoy this year's Big Day Out 2008. So how many Big Day Outs have you been to?
My first one, bro.
First one, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, no, it's all good so far, eh?
Who are you here to see?
Probably Rage Against the Machines.
Have you been a fan for a long time?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Give me your three top things that you bring to the big day outs.
Water.
Especially on a day like this.
Yeah, I think we'd die if we didn't drink water here. Yeah. Stories. And friends, I'd have to say. You wouldn't be lost by yourself.
The thing I like about it is it's a whole day of fun, isn't it? What would you explain your big day out day to me?
Just good times all around. Yeah. Now you do what they taught you.
And now you do what they taught you. What have you enjoyed so far about it?
Tikitane and the dude of Shapeshifter.
Well, because there are 40,000 people coming into such a small area, there of course needs to be security. I'm standing here with Mac. Mac, tell me, what are you guys looking for today?
Well, basically we're looking for drugs, alcohol, weapons and all that kind of stuff.
Do you find many or is it pretty good?
We haven't had much luck with weapons, but we've had quite a few people trying to sneak in alcohol, a bit of drugs, but not that many, not as bad as last year.
What happened last year?
Oh, we've had quite a few people turning up pissed as, drunk as.
That seems to be the day for a lot of people, doesn't it? I think that it's such a big day, big event, people maybe peak a bit too early?
Yeah, well that's it. I mean, a lot of people decide to sort of get pissed before they get in here, you know, and That's one of the things that we look for. We're looking for very intoxicated people. If you're too intoxicated, you're not going to be able to make it in here.
But overall, 40,000 people, it's been a pretty good day, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been pretty good. Compared to the last few big day outs, it's been pretty good. I mean, with the crowd today, when everyone was coming in, I think everyone has been in the last few big day outs pretty much aware of what needs and what expectations are and what goes on here when they get here, and they know that they'll be searched.
Seems to be a lot better organised, or they're getting better at organising them.
Yes, I think so as well. I think they're getting quite good, and I think they're getting better each year, and every year we do this it gets better and better. So I think they are going to give it to the organisers. They're doing a really good job.
Big Day Out stages are divided into sections. On the field of Mount Smart Stadium is where all of your big acts play. That's where Rage will be playing later on tonight. Up the stairs and across the road is the Essential stage, and that's where more of your alternative indie acts will play. There's the Local Produce stage, which is just where Kiwi bands play. There's also the Lily Pad, which is your more sort of left of field acts. And then that big thumping you can hear, that is the Boiler Room, and that's where all the dance acts play. That's in the Super Top. Well, we're standing under the trees out of the sun with Jeff and Roy. How are you guys?
Good. Yeah, good today.
Too bad, thanks.
How are you enjoying the day so far?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Hot. Been over in the Boiler Room, raging in there, eh?
And what have you enjoyed most so far about it?
Just getting here. I've seen, caught up with some relatives that I hadn't seen since quite a while, so I know what they're all up to, so I'll catch up again with them later and Yeah, so that's been a highlight for today so far.
One of the big attractions of the Big Day Out is its festival atmosphere. And at the moment, I'm standing underneath the Hurricane, which is a contraption which shoots people up into the air and rockets them back towards Earth very quickly. It looks terrible. Oh, she doesn't look good. Ooh. How are you feeling, Helen?
I'm feeling fine.
Not just a little sick in your tummy there?
No, I'm fine.
What possessed you to go on in the middle of summer in the sweltering heat? Why would you go on the Hurricane?
Because we're waiting for the next band, so we had to find something to do.
How'd you like it?
It was fun. It was fun.
I'm here with Paul, who runs the Hurricane at the Big Day Out. Paul, how many people? There's a massive line here. It's very popular.
Yeah, most popular right here.
Is it really the most popular ride?
Yep, for sure.
Why do you think that is? It looks like it would make me sick.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Everyone, it looks like people, it's right next to the beer tent. It looks like people go into the beer tent, go, I think I'll go have a go on the Hurricane and come across.
Yeah, hopefully they don't spew up because I've got to clean it up.
How often does that happen?
Thankfully not much today.
More
so, did you do it in the previous Big Day Out?
The last 10 years.
The last 10 years, and how many pukes have you had?
Oh, far too many to count. Yeah, nah, don't enjoy that part of the job, but such is life. You fall in love, simple, the sky up above,
simple, is caving in. Well, one of the institutions of the Big Day Out is the beer tent, and it's not actually a tent, it's more like a beer cage. We're surrounded by wire, and we're all sitting in here drinking beer and wine. I'm here with
Claire.
Douglas,
and they're both here enjoying the beer tent in this hot, hot sun.
Too hot, really hot.
At the Big Day Out, it's not just music, there's also a marketplace. It's almost like a road. And one of the things you can do here is get a temporary tattoo. And Jacinta, you're going in to get one.
Yeah, I am.
What do you think, like a dragon or something on your lower back?
No, a little fairy with like little horn things.
And yeah. Where's that going to go?
On my shoulder.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very pretty, very cute.
Why only the temporary tattoo?
Because my dad would kill me if I got a real tattoo.
Have you been enjoying the Big Day Out so far?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Upshot were great and Kate Nash was cool and looking forward to Rage and Bjork and yeah.
And it's a hot day.
Very hot day. Gotta wear your sunscreen.
Tell me, I've noticed there is a wide range of ages, but I kind of feel like maybe the Big Day Out is for younger people. Do you think that's true?
Definitely not. I'm 35, so definitely for all ages.
All people can come. I've seen a couple.
What's your definition of old?
Oh, 50-odd. Getting up there.
Well, if you saw sort of like a 50-year-old guy or a 40-year-old woman walking around, would you sort of look and go, well, that's a little weird?
No, I love them. Especially when the guys in trench coats and they sort of flash you every now and then. There's been them before.
I'm 30 and this is about my 7th Big Day Out. And yeah, I feel old this year.
But 30's not that old. I mean, you were 20 when they started.
Yeah, yeah, and I still feel really young, so it's good, but yeah, there are a lot of young people here.
I think it's for everyone who's keen and prepared.
Well, I'm 35 and it's my first time in the Big Day Out, and it's a choice, and overall it's fairly young, but it's a great, great thing.
And at 35, what compelled you to come for your first time?
Ticket for Christmas, mate.
Nigel McCulloch at the Big Day Out there. After the break, we're off to Kumu for a different kind of festival.